Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is David Olson calling from my home in Idaho on whatever Wednesday for Beamer Blog Talk. I'm co-hosting with Lisa Diamond today. We are having a manager's phone call right now, so Lisa and I have jumped off of that, but we have some really great announcements coming from that. Lisa, can you hear me okay?
Yes, David, I'm here.
Hi. Good morning, my friend. So just some announcements regarding the back office. Something that Nora Torres taught me, and I wasn't aware of this, I have a challenge when I go into the back office using my email because it's so hard to view it in a widescreen format. And so if you go into office.com and just log in with your Beamer mail, email address, and your password, you'll be taken to a home page. And on the left side of that home page, on the top, you'll see lots of icons. And the first one is Outlook. And if you click on that, you'll be able to see your email via a kind of a different format, and it's just way easier to use. It's much more user-friendly using office.com to access your email in your back office. That's the first thing. Secondly, the e-learning platform is back up. There are still some edits that need to be made, so if you're going through like the operating instructions for the Beamer Go set and you look at the B-Box Pro video, you'll note, you know, there's still an image of somebody lying on a B body. That's going to be edited and changed. So there are some nuances here that we're still working through. The pre and post academy modules are not quite up yet. They will be soon. The Go operating supplement, if you recall, those of us that send out the customer care book in the past, we would always send out that supplement to the user manual, the Pro operating supplement. The Go operating supplement is finished. It's not been loaded in the back office yet, but if you go to your newsletter that Chris Verona sent you on Monday, you'll be able to find that Go operating supplement if you want to include that in your customer care books. There are some videos like the basic plan video, the new PowerPoint presentation on the Go set. We're having a glitch with the download function that they're trying to fix from Liechtenstein. So for a lot of us, we're not able to download these videos yet. The marketing video, which is, I think, the blood flow video is what they call it. It's 5 minutes. A lot of us know it as the runner video. If you find it in the product information section, it doesn't download. If you look at it in the marketing section, the download button is there. So just some discrepancies that they're working through, and they'll get that fixed soon. So Lisa, there are some really cool announcements today on the Go set points. Do you want to go through that with our audience?
I will. I'm happy to. Thank you. And
yes.
Thank you. Happy Wednesday, everyone. And so the manager meeting that's currently going on is one, Peter Gleim wanted to just deliver his heartfelt gratitude and strength and amazement at the United States IBDs that you know, continue to support Beamer, continue to share Beamer, and, you know, continue to hang in there during the past, several months now at this point. And he, you know, he is, if you've never met him in person, he's just larger than life and full of heart. And that is what he shared with all of the managers this morning for us to pass on also to the IBDs. And, you know, they continue from Liechtenstein to make adjustments and offer additional advantages to, you know, being in this business. And so one of them today that they made an announcement on, and I'm sure it will be coming in an email to everyone, is that currently if you sell a Go unit, the point value system was going to originally be 1,000, and then they moved it to 1,250, 1,250 points, and they are now going to go back and manually update all of those point values for all of the units that were sold in June to 1,500 points. So it will help IBDTs, IBDJs, you know, advance to the next rank. Good news for, you know, those people who are also looking to advance from, like we talked about rank advancement last week, is, you know, advancing from senior to group leader, there are additional bonuses and we have to qualify points. And so it definitely will make that an advantage as well. So, you know, if you're thinking about rank advancing and getting to the management level, they made it easier for all of that to happen. I just wanted to let everyone know that there is a scheduled FDA inspection of our product. They have an appointment this week, and they will be shipping Beamers beginning of next week. So we will be able, be watching for confirmations and shipping information for your clients. If you have clients who have orders, we've placed over 2,300 orders in literally 2 weeks, which is amazing. So, you know, give your customers and potential distributors, give them the information in advance so that they have a true expectation. And again, this has nothing to do with Beamer. It has to do with the FDA. So, you know, just let them know that it's the process and we're going through the process and we're doing all the steps properly. And those shipments will begin the beginning of next week. Also, one other announcement that they made is, and you may have gotten this from your upline, the new IBDT 50% off going from $390 to $144 has been extended for the month of July. So you have through July 31st to continue to enroll new distributors at $144. So that's great because we're going to now have products and new distributors and all very exciting stuff. Also, I just wanted to point out, you know, we were talking about the e-learning system. So they are still uploading stuff and, you know, probably like David and I have discussed, there's probably some stuff that was taken out that we just maybe didn't notice. I want to just highlight a couple of things. If you have new distributors, because I think we all do at this point, because we've brought on so many new distributors with the promotion, is when you are in that training, if, you know, somebody can't sit down and just go through the whole thing, a couple of areas I think are really important. One is the get started, the company vision. For people that haven't been exposed to Peter Gleim or Albert, you know, this is, they're good videos about you know, who Peter Guim is, what the vision of this company is, you know, why it feels like family. And we always say Beamer family, and it does feel that way. And it comes from Peter Guim. So I think that that would help people that are new or distributors that are re-engaging and maybe haven't been doing the business for a while. So, you know, I feel like that's really important just as a basis of like what this company stands for. Also, the compliance track is really important, especially for new distributors, on how to give a testimonial, how to be compliant, what you can and cannot say. The science and usage, the science usage and application. And this is more about, not necessarily specific to Beamer, but it's about what is the circulation system? How does it work? What are the components of it? What does it do for the whole body? And when you understand the that kind of science of our body, it's often easier to explain than what exactly Beamer does. And so there, I think those videos in there are also very important. It also talks about electromagnetic fields and the electromagnetic field of Earth and how, and frequencies, and how everything has a different frequency. So if somebody's not, they're an IBDT, they're IBDJ, they're not from a science or physical therapy or, you know, that kind of a background, I think this is super important for them to understand just kind of how the body works. And then, of course, there's the tutorials on each of the components in the Go unit. Obviously, there's information on the horse set. So if you're not somebody who is accustomed to being in the horse world, those are super important as well. And then the rest of the tracks are really about the business. And, you know, David and I, over the last few months, have really been trying to pick topics where we're not necessarily talking specific about Beamer, but we're talking about, you know, tips and tools of just the trade of being in direct sales. And so there's a lot of good information back there if somebody is new to sales, new to direct sales, and, you know, how to create relationships. So definitely, if you personally haven't been back there, you know, take some time and go through it. There are also, you know, some good reminders, you know, things on goal setting and action steps that you can start taking right away to start. You know, we're in a great position. You know, shipping will start next week, and we have an opportunity to really make a huge impact, I think, for the rest of the year. So I'm going to turn it back to David, but now would be a good time to press 1 on your phone and get into the queue for questions. David?
Thank you, Lisa. Great information. This is really generous of Peter Guim and everybody in the management team of Beamer to, you know, extend this point value 50% from 1,000 points originally on that Go set to 1,500 points. It's going to really help people advance much more quickly and become seniors and group leaders and team managers. So that's great. Thank you, Beamer management. We will be having all these Beamers start shipping next week. And for those of you that are new to this and you've placed orders, you have a lot of obligation as a Beamer distributor. You're getting paid a very large commission to provide a high level of service. And so I encourage you to do what most of us are doing that are in leadership positions. You know, get a customer care book to your people. Be watching your emails for that UPS tracking number. Let your person know when they should be expecting to receive their Beamer, because they do have to sign for it. Schedule an appointment to either go to their home or do a Zoom meeting if they're not in proximity. And, you know, schedule a good 60 to 90 minutes to 2 hours to do a thorough clinic on the use of that Beamer and teach them how to use the B-pad, you know, running it down the spine in the morning and between the legs in the evening, and the low setting versus the high setting, and plan on following up with them every week, that first 6 weeks as they go through the basic plan, and just follow up with them every month that first quarter and every quarter that first year, because a happy customer will tell 5 people. And an unhappy customer will tell 20. So it is in our best interest to serve our people and make sure they're having a great experience, because you'll probably be able to change a lot more lives, making sure that they have a great experience. And let me get to this dashboard. We can discuss anything today. It is Whatever Wednesday. Our first caller is 386-405. 386-405, you're live on Blog Talk. Maybe you hit one by mistake. Maybe you're on mute.
Sorry, I was on mute, and I don't have my question. You answered it. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks for calling in. Area code 713-569. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hey, it's Sandra in Houston.
Hi, Sandra.
Good morning. I have a question and two. Lisa, would you clarify, I think it's just maybe the way you said it, but the Beamer Go at 1,500 points, that's not just for the June order. Is that everything going forward? Is that correct?
That is for everything going forward, but they're okay. Going to make it retroactive for June. So if you had June sales, then they will go in and physically change that to 1,500 points.
You know, that just shows how fabulous Beamer is.
It
well,
definitely
yes, it does.
It's such an example. They're just so amazing.
And listen, we've all been through, personally and professionally over these last few months with what's going on in the world, and it's not something they had to do. It's something that they are doing because that's who they are. And so I think we should all feel really grateful and super blessed to be with an amazing company that has an amazing device and has great leadership. So thank you for calling in, Sandra.
Okay. And I have one more. I love the opinion of the expert. I have certain customers that I am able to have communication with, and I have other customers that, whether it's an email, a text, a phone call, it's just silent. And it really bothers me, because I want to know that they're getting the most from their Beamer. And do you all have a similar experience? Or do you have any ideas beyond, you don't want to be a pest. It just mystifies me.
Yes.
Okay. Are you speaking specifically about past customers who have already purchased from you and have a Beamer, and you're trying to just follow up with them?
Yes. I'm very much want to be involved, and I have customers that I actually have one that I think I've maybe only communicated with her once or twice since she got hers. It isn't from want of trying.
Right. So I would just say this is everybody is going through what they're going through, and don't come at it from a position of I want to be involved. They might just be that independent and they know how to use the Beamer. They're happy with it. And, again, this is why I talked about setting up, just a monthly newsletter where you're not really expecting any answer from them, but you're still staying top of mind. And, maybe 6 months down the road or a year down the road, they're going to pick up the phone and call you and go, hey, I really love what you're sending out. And, I've been using my Beamer regularly. Everything's great. They don't need to have the conversation, but hey, I have a friend and I really appreciate your follow-up. So, that's personally how I approach that, because there are just some people that they don't need that extent of hand holding or, conversation back and forth. But you do want to stay top of mind, and that's where, a monthly newsletter or a quarterly newsletter would come into play.
Great idea. Thank you.
You're welcome.
What I have found too, Sandra, is that we often make the mistake of thinking that people should think like us. And whereas you're the kind of person, Sandra, that would get back to somebody if they were reaching out, you know, I sometimes find myself taking it personally that someone's not getting back to me. And I usually find 99% of the time that there's circumstances going on in their lives where they're just, you know, something has happened, you know, maybe the mother has gone into a facility recently and they're trying to manage being a caregiver. There's some huge life change. And so getting back to the person that's making sure they're having a good experience with Beamer is so low on their priority list. And yeah, I sometimes send a message just saying, hey, I'm just checking in, making sure you're having a good experience. Reach out if you have any questions, and I leave it at that. And don't take it personally. You're doing a great job of providing service, and you know, periodically reach out, find some article that may seem relevant and send them to them. So they're, like Lisa said, you're still top of mind with them, but they're just not getting back to you for whatever reason, and it's nothing personal.
Yes, I don't take it personally. It just, you know, it's just something we want everybody to have the best Beamer experience they can have.
Yep. And if they're having a bad experience, you're probably going to hear about it. So
okay,
just assume they're probably having a good experience.
Thanks
for calling
in,
Sandra.
I know, I found out one of them. Yeah, thanks.
You bet. Area code 541-968. 541-968, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Sharon from Sia, Oregon, and I have a couple of questions. One of my people that's interested was wondering if she could get the classic B-Box with this ghost.
No, she cannot.
Okay, so that's...
The classic right now is not being sold in the United States.
Okay, so is that going to be something, is it not a class two? Is it, are we...
Correct.
Is
correct.
It something that she should wait for?
No. No, I wouldn't recommend that. We don't know how long it would take for the classic to be cleared class two. It's not a priority right now like the B body and the B light are. So if she wants
okay.
to get the Beamer signal into her life, I would encourage her to get a go set now.
Okay, and the second question is, since the sets are now at 1,500 points, if we sell three sets, that's 4,500 points towards getting our bonus. Then we have to get 500 more points. To get those 500 more points, can we buy like a pad or two to personally to get to our 5,000 points?
Yes, certainly. Certainly. If that's
how okay.
you want to go about
do
it.
Okay. What was that? I couldn't hear you.
Yes, if that's how you want to go about it, you can certainly do it that way.
Okay. Do you know how much the points are for the pad?
Yeah, a B
Lisa,
pad.
Do you know
a B pad. Absolutely. A B pad is 75 points. It's going to take you a lot of B pads to make
yeah.
up. that 500 points. I'd go with selling a fourth Beamer ghost set.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm working on. Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, I had a situation right when we opened up orders where a woman, because of this great price of the ghost set, she decided to buy two ghost sets, one for herself, one for her son. And so you never know, that opportunity might present itself. Thanks for calling
yeah.
in, Sharon.
Thank you.
Area code 410-212-410-212. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hello, it's Elizabeth in Port Royal, South Carolina.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you for being here on whatever Wednesday. Lisa, I wrote down that I loved your idea about the sharing the culture with new IBDs. I have two new IBDJs from over the weekend, and I've gotten them the national newsletter and Rick Roundtree's weekly newsletter. And then I'm trying to restrain myself from sort of vomiting information all over them because I think it's mostly contained there. But the culture piece is fascinating to me, and it's what I talk about, that it's the most heart-centered company I've ever come across. Where I'm in the back office right now, and I don't see a video from Peter Gleim, and I remember when I came on board 2.5 years ago, I got a letter from him. Will our new IBDs get a letter these days? And
yes,
where's the video?
Yes, so they will still get the welcome packet. If you notice, when you sign up an IBDT or an IBDJ, there's a shipping order to get that folder that has the letter and the information in it. So they will get that, and then you're going to want to go under the e-learning tab. And it's going to say United States IBD training.
Ah.
And then in the third track, it says getting started company vision and navigation. So the navigation is how to navigate through the e-learning platform. And then the company vision, there are, I believe off the top of my head, 3 or 4 videos of just Peter Gleim communicating about who he is, what his vision for Beamer was, how he got started, and what success means to him, and they're really good. So I highly recommend them.
And I appreciate that, because I started the e-learning when it first came out and then got squirreled away for all this time. So clearly I haven't gotten to the third track either. So I get to go do my own e-learning along with my new IBD. So thank you very much. I'm guessing what you talked about, the circulation system and compliance, might also be there.
They are.
That same e-learning.
And the cool thing about the e-learning system is you don't have to go in order. So if there's something specific that you have with a new distributor that, where they're having an issue, you can direct them. But I think it's good for all of us as leaders with teams underneath us. We know what's in there, so we know where to direct people.
Exactly. And these are my first two after the time that I've been with Beamer. So I'm really thrilled. They're so super excited. One of them bought without ever having been on a Beamer, and the other has been on Beamer years ago. So it's all the marketing and hard work and creativity you guys and leadership put in getting the go to market. It's proving itself. And thank you so much for all you be and do.
Thank you. And
thank you for
calling in. Thanks for continuing to listen. And actually, you made a great point is, you had somebody who'd been on it years ago. Go back to the people that you've talked to before. There are a lot of people in this country going through a lot of changes right now. And some of them may be career related, and you just never know when the right time is for somebody to jump in and start a new career in Beamer. So I encourage everybody to do that. Go back to, past contacts, and, maybe just send them a little text with the flyer with the 144. Hey, I'm not sure what's going on, what's happened to you during COVID, but, I hope you and your family are doing well. I just wanted to share this promotion with you. If they don't respond, they don't respond. It doesn't matter. Like David said, don't take it personally, and it's good for everybody.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Before I move on to the next caller, I did want to remind people, we had a really great testimonial yesterday, for people that have athletes in their lives, whether they be senior athletes or young athletes. The interview of Cody Lind was tremendous. Yesterday, he's one of the top ultra runners in the world, and he and his significant other, they just finished the 310-mile Superior Trail from Minnesota to Canada last week. They broke the men's record by 18 hours, the women's record by like 50 hours, and they used a Go set for that endeavor. So if you can get on blogtalkradio.com/BeamerIBDS, if you did not hear that, I encourage you to go in there and listen to it, and you know, send that interview out to your athlete prospects. It's a great testimonial. Area code 386-238. 386-238. You're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, good morning, or afternoon for Daytona Beach. This is Wanda in Daytona Beach. I have a question about the pace setter points. Is there a reason why the horse unit is not being included? Those of us that supported the company during the downtime, we're not getting credit for our points.
Lisa? That doesn't sound
to me, because anything that you are selling has a point value to it, and the pace setter is not about the go. It is about becoming senior again. It's, you know, the incentive is senior in 60. So for existing IBDs, they allowed us to participate in this incentive. So what that means is that in a 60-day period, you would need to accumulate 5,000 points.
Okay,
so,
but now
the horse set is 1,350 points.
Correct, but nothing has been mentioned about getting credit for the horse set. Myself, I purchased a horse unit recently in May, I believe it was, April or May, and then someone on my team did the same, and it's just before June, so she nor I are getting credit for the horse set.
Well, just because it hasn't been mentioned doesn't mean that Beamer is not counting the horse set, Wanda. I mean, it's certainly part of the resetter program, absolutely.
But it was also mentioned January and February. Those purchases for January and February is not counting anything between March and June.
I understand what you're saying. So during those months, there was no incentive. That pace setter incentive was on hold. The reason they're counting January and February is because that incentive was currently going on. I will ask the question. I'm going to write down. Tell me your first name again, please.
Wanda, W-A-N-D-A.
Yes.
And it's H-I-N-S-O-N.
Okay. I don't know what the answer is going to be, I'll be honest with you. But I will ask the question, and I will see if they can make that part of an email to everyone so everyone is aware. Because people were making sales during March and April. It's just that I know that there was no incentive at that time, so that's probably why they're not getting counted. But I will ask the question.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Who's
Thank
calling
you.
In one? Area code 801-473. 801-473, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, it's Cindy. Parkinson from Salt Lake. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Hey, great call yesterday, and also appreciate all the information today as well. My question is, the incentive, the pace setter incentive, was supposed to be for like half of June and July and August. But if somebody enrolls in July, I'm wondering, do they just have to the end of August, or is it the same thing where the first month is free and then they would have till the end of September?
That's correct, and it runs until the end. So for new distributors coming on board, okay, so that August 31st deadline is for existing IBDs. That means that you were an IBD before the incentive started, okay? We have until August 31st to become senior again. After that, anybody that signs up, they sign up in this month, then they will have August, September to become senior. Somebody signs up in September, in the middle of September, they're going to have October, November. The entire incentive, so this is to get your new distributors to senior in 60 days. So it runs until the end of December. So it's going for the whole year. So
I put in two distributors last night. They probably will wish that they had been put in today, but I didn't know they were extending the 144 thing. Okay. Well, we'll work hard. Thank you.
You are welcome. Good luck.
Thanks for calling in, Cindy. We do have academies taking place, too. So we have all these IBDTs that are coming into the system. Academies are filling up very quickly. We're trying to keep the attendance to some reasonable amount so that they're effective. And I know that several of the academies in July are already filled. The one on July 24th, 25th, I think there's a couple, one in Chicago, one in San Diego. So those are ones that you should be looking at in your back office and getting your people registered. Something that you as a leader should be doing is really working closely with your new people and getting them registered for these academies. So dial one on your phone to rise up in the queue if you have any questions today. We have 10 more minutes of Beamer Blog Talk. And if we don't have anybody in the queue here in the next moment, we'll conclude early today and get on with a busy Wednesday sharing Beamers. Lisa, anything you want to add?
No, that was great. You guys can find the Academy list in your back office under events. And also, I just want to point out, too, is with regards to Academies, if you have IBDTs, they have to manually credit that. So don't have them pay $200. They can contact customer service to get into the academies. But you know, their voucher will count for that, but the computer system isn't accounting for it. So, you know, don't have them pay because that refund process is going to be a little more difficult.
Yeah, we have a glitch right now, everyone, with the event sign-up portal for new distributors. They should not be charged the $200. Some of them are being charged the $200, as Lisa said, and that's where we should contact Beamer Customer Service, and they will force the registration through without being charged. However, some people, I just had a new distributor register tomorrow, and the system worked fine, so we have something going on with it. And I do have a message from John Villasenor, just letting us know that the e-learning platform is continually being edited, and there are videos that are going to continue to be changed a little bit. And do we have several new callers?
Also,
Lisa?
David, I want to point out one other thing. 503, David. If you do have an IBDT, and because let's say they purchased their go after once we were able to sell, they purchased their qualifying order, they purchased a go unit, but the system hasn't recognized all of these sales haven't flipped over because nothing's been shipped out yet. So that's the key for all of our points and commissions and all of that. That is the point where then you start to see that in your back office. So if you have an IBDT and they have put in their qualifying order, until that first order ships, don't have them put in a second order because they're not registered as that second sale as an IBDT is still going to roll up to their sponsor, to their mentor. So, you know, now that we're going to be shipping next week, to start paying attention to those. And this is why it's really important, you guys, to be in your back office every day. It should be a standard operating procedure as a Beamer distributor.
We'll get
David,
through these 23 pretty quickly, too. I think we're attempting to ship 300 to 400 per day. So we'll get through them. We have another 801 number, 801-633. 801-633, live on Blog Talk.
Hi there. Hey, I have another question. Janine from Salt Lake. I have another question concerning the – okay, I have two. They were new distributors the end of January, just right before the shutdown. So they paid the $200 for – gosh, my mind is not – $200 for the, you know, for the training. Now, obviously, they haven't been able to do it since. I would love for them to be able to take it, but I also don't want them to have to pay $200 for not a live training. Does that make sense?
Well, if they were new distributors in January, they should not have had to pay anything for an academy because the first academy is paid for by your distributor fee.
Oh, well, well, right, right. But, I mean, it was $390 as opposed to the $144.
Right.
So, I mean, it would be nice for them to get training as soon as possible. So are they going to have to pay the $390 for an online class and $200 again for a live class later?
No, not whatsoever. So when they became a distributor for $390, their first academy was paid for. Face-to-face or online, if they have not attended that first academy because everything got put on hold, then they still get a credit towards attending an online academy. They don't have to pay anything in addition.
Okay. It's just that, okay.
I think
so,
I understand your question. I understand your question. You're saying you feel like they should be able to go to a live academy with their $390 distributor fee.
Right.
And you're asking, can they attend an online and also go to a live when they're available without paying again.
Something or paying minimal, you know, yeah. And I've got one gal who is expecting a baby in November, so, of course, it's going to be, you know, dicey as far as being able to do that.
Okay, so here's – I'm not sure – well, I'm pretty sure what that policy is, but I will – also get clarification and ask that that be sent out to everybody.
Okay.
But I will just, this is my opinion.
Okay.
I paid $390. Actually, I didn't pay $390, whatever it was, $290 back in the day. And
right.
$200 went for my first academy. And I have been to six academies. I have paid $200 every single time.
Right, right.
So
okay.
I don't think that the information that they're going to get in an online academy is going to be any less than what they would get in person. What you're going to miss in person is the interconnection, the face-to-face with other people, and that's basic human connection.
Right.
But as far
right.
as
no,
the information, as far as the information, I would guarantee they're going to have the same value they would have as being in a live academy.
Right. No, I get what you're saying. And I just, again, it's a crazy time that we're living in. And I really do miss, I've been, you know, a distributor for a year. I've been to three academies and planned to go more just because that one-on-one contact, I didn't meet you, but I was able to meet David. I was able to meet, you know, Casey, the DeVores. It really is the one-on-one with real people. And it's great on the phone. It's just, it's different.
It is.
You
know, Janine, thanks for coming in.
I agree. And it's not, that's really not, I mean, it's that Beamer had nothing to do with that. Trust me, if Beamer could hold a live academy, they would be doing it. It's just kind of a sign of the times that we're in at the moment. And I think the fact that they've been able to pivot and take these academies online and probably get a lot more people to an academy than they do and not have people fall off because they didn't attend an academy. So I will ask your question, though, and I will get clarification on that.
We have time for one more caller, 503-510.
Hi, Denise from Oregon.
Hi, Denise.
Hey, I have a question. Are the online academies, are they just for the new distributors, not for existing distributors?
Yes, just for new right now.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Go out there and share. Beamer, Lisa, thanks for co-hosting with me. Make it a great day, and we'll tune in next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, to your health.